Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for October 25th. God gives courage. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Deuteronomy 31:6. Remember Mason Sullivan in my class? Corey asked as he sat down at the supper table. His father was hurt in the train wreck. Mason and his mom have to go to a faraway hospital every morning to see his dad. Today the kids at school were saying bad things about him. Corey's dad didn't understand. If Mason wasn't there, what were the kids saying? Oh, stuff like, it's good that something bad happened to his family because Mason's so mean. Corey poured himself some milk. Mason is mean, Dad. He's always in trouble for saying bad things, hitting other kids, or just doing things he's not supposed to do. Well, the Sullivan family is sad right now, Dad said. Maybe Mason does get in trouble a lot. Still, that doesn't mean we shouldn't care about the family and pray for them. Let's pray for them right now, he suggested. After his dad finished praying, Corey kept thinking about Mason. Corey, are you okay? Dad asked after a while. You haven't touched your supper. I was thinking how sad I would be if you were in a train accident, he said. I wish I could help Mason, but I'm afraid. Let's figure it out. What could you do to help him? His dad asked. I could take his schoolwork to him. I could tell him that I'm sorry about his father and that I'm praying for him. Those are all good ideas, said Corey's mom. Why don't you ask your teacher for Mason's work tomorrow? His dad said. I'll take you over to his house after school. The next morning, before Corey left for school, he said, I want to ask our teacher about Mason's schoolwork, but I'm still afraid. Corey's mother put her arm around him. In Sunday school, you've been learning about the great things the Lord has done. Don't you think he can give you the courage to talk to Mason? Corey nodded. He knew she was right. Corey got Mason's books and papers from his teacher. After school, he and his dad went to Carson Street. The closer they got, the more afraid Corey felt. His knees were shaky and his tummy felt jumpy. Quietly he said, Dear God, I know you have all the power in the whole world. Give me courage to visit Mason. He felt better after praying, but walking up the front steps of Mason's house was still hard. Corey pressed the doorbell and waited. Mason opened the door. What do you want? He demanded. I brought your schoolwork. I'm sorry about your dad, Corey said quickly before he lost courage. I'm praying for your family. Mason grabbed the books and papers and slammed the door. But Corey felt better. He knew he had done just what God wanted him to do. He had shown Mason that he cared about him and that God cared too. God gives us courage to do the right thing when we ask him for help. Do I depend on God to give me courage in difficult situations? What are some things I can pray and ask God to help me with today? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for October 25th.